The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
I've been the editor of the Outpost Magazine from the get-go, and I promise you, we have never had three guests who can sing and shoot like these three ladies can do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Savannah Coker, Kate Falcon, Victoria Camp all grew up singing solo in the great state of Alabama. We met a couple of years ago, realized that three cool voices are at least three times better than one cool voice, and they formed a band called Sweet Tea, and they're joining us today to talk turkey and tunes. Welcome to the Outpost, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Kate, you're 16. Savannah, you're 17. Victoria,
yes.
you're the eldest of the ancient at the ancient age.
I am.
How did three teenagers from three different parts of the state of Alabama get together?
Well, my house, I'm Savannah, by the way, is in Birmingham, Alabama, and it's basically the central point. And so Victoria lives in Birmingham, and Kate lives in Gadsden, and Birmingham's smack in the middle of the two. So we usually just meet up at my house for practice.
I see. But how'd you get together in the first place? How did you find each other?
A mutual vocal coach.
Oh, so you all went to the same guy, and how did that happen? Did he hear something that he thought would be good harmony, or how did that come about?
Well, this is Kate, we were all individual artists when we met, and he gave us an assignment to learn a song, stuck us in a room, and we learned the song. It was actually Hell on Heels by the Pistol Annie, and so we learned it and had to perform it the next day at a show, and so we get to the show, and we perform the song and had a wonderful response from the audience, and after that, we were kind of like, hey, maybe we should mm-hmm. stick to this, and at the time, we only knew, like, one song, but then after that, we started learning more songs together and writing together, and we became Sweet Tea.
Absolutely. What a great story. And you have been performing now for 2 years?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
we
sir.
Have been performing steadily for 2 years up in Nashville and around the Birmingham area.
Good, good. Well, you guys were also, all three of you were on hand at the Country Goes Hunting event in Dothan, Alabama, about a month ago, almost 2 months ago now. And
yes, sir.
You were there to perform at the charitable event. But you also got to go hunt turkey.
Yes, sir. We all three got our first bird.
You're kidding me. You
the
all
same
three
weekend.
Oh, that's great. Have you all been hunting all your life, or I mean, how did you get into hunting?
Yes, sir. This is Savannah, and my dad is actually a professional hunter and has his own TV show. It's called Outdoors with Bob Coker. So I was definitely raised into it, whether I liked it or not. But fortunately, I love it, and so I grew up with it and hunting all around the world, and it's just in my blood.
Now, did you teach the other girls about hunting, or did you guys just
learn
while you were there?
Victoria and her dad had been hunting all the time, and I think Kate just liked to fish and stuff. But once she got a taste of turkey hunting, we've gone to Country Goes Hunting 2 years now, and 2 years ago was her first time going turkey hunting, and she fell in love and couldn't wait to go again. So now we're all three vivid hunters.
Great. That's great. Well, you know, Savannah, since you're in the family business is hunting, women and girls are the fastest growing segment of the outdoor sports category. Why do you think that is? What's motivating young women and older women to take up hunting and fishing?
Well, I mean, I hate to say this, but I think it might be, other than the fact that hunting is just so much fun, and once you start, you can't help but to continue, but that guys like it when a girl can hunt. And so I think that maybe they realize, oh my goodness, guys love it when I do this, and so they try to pick up on it.
I think you're right. You know, all those firearm companies need to pick up on that. That's a really good selling proposition. I didn't think about
yeah,
that.
All the firearms getting sold to daddies who have daughters who hunt.
Yeah.
They're cleaning that gun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you live in the right part of the world to get any kind of hunting in the world in Alabama, so you're definitely in the right place. Let's talk a little bit about music. Let's kind of go around the horn, start with Kate. What artists have influenced you three the most, Kate?
Well, individually, we've all had, you know, the artists that have influenced our music, you know, as solo artists and growing up. But as a trio, for sure, the Dixie Chicks, we love them, and their harmonies are so good. We really like Van Perry, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, a lot of different people. And we we love mostly country, but we also like to listen to different types of music, like classic rock and pop music and all that stuff. And we jam hard when we're in the car. We have major jam sessions. a lot of different artists really have influenced our music, but I think we have our own unique sound combined with all of those other artists, you know, and they've kind of made us our sound and what we sound like.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, what about you, Savannah? Who's influenced you either as a solo act or as a member of a group?
Well, like she said, I love the Dixie Chicks, and I grew up on Shania Twain and Rascal Flatts and Little Big Town. Their harmonies are ridiculous, and so those are my favorites.
Yeah, they are. Well, how about you, Victoria?
I don't know how I forgot Little Big Town.
Yeah, that's a great group. How about you, Victoria? Who influenced you?
Well, I grew up more on the classic rock side and on classic country, you know, like Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and Hank Jr. and Sr. So I bring kind of the outlaw taste with my style when it comes to that. But we all come together and we have similar, you know, likes when it comes to artists, you know, that have heavy harmonies like Little Big Town and the Dixie Chicks, big icons that just have a bunch of power behind them, especially girl bands like the Dixie Chicks and you know, girl lead singers who have that empowerment to them when it comes to empowering, you know, young girls and women. That's really important to us, too. So that all comes together and makes up our life for Sweet Tea.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, you mentioned, you know, you kind of alluded to younger girls. I mean, you girls are pretty young, but, I mean, there are younger girls than you even who are following, I'm sure, now. Mm-hmm. What do you think about being a role model for younger girls, both from a hunting standpoint and outdoor sports as well as, you know, singing, the way you live your life? I mean, do you think about that at all, being as young as you are?
Oh, yes, for sure. We always say our favorite part about doing shows is meeting our fans afterwards. And so far, just all of the fans that we have on Facebook and people that we meet at shows, they really have supported us and gotten us to the point where we are now with our music. And we love our younger fans, especially our girls, because we got some girl power going on. And it really is hard to make it in this industry, you know, right now, currently, because it's very male-dominated. And really, we want to show our younger fans, especially our girls and women, that just because we're women doesn't mean we can't do things like hunt and pursue our dreams, because that's what we really love. So we love all of our fans, but we really want to show those girls that we got some girl power, too.
Right, which that leads us to our fan club, which is called Sis Country Nation. And country nowadays is a lot of times is referred to as bro country, so we're trying to bring sis country to the table.
Good. Now, how does somebody find the fan club to join?
We have a website. It's www.sweettetrio.com. You can go on there. We have videos available. We have an email sign-up list where you can get regular emails from what we're doing, what shows we have coming up. And in for future reference, like if we have a CD coming out, we'll take that email list and just let all of our fans know, you know, we have this coming out, this coming up. And we also have a Facebook page, Sweet Tea Trio, and a Twitter page, Sweet Tea Trio, and a Instagram page. So you can follow us on all of them.
That's great. Yeah, the website. I was on the website this morning. It's a great website, and it's sweetteatrio.com is the website. So if you mark that down. And let's talk a little bit more about you. How do you guys describe your music? Is it? It's got an incredible three-part harmony. Is complicated enough, but how do you describe the music of Sweet Tea?
I feel like our music is based a lot around songwriting and showing our talents all around. We all three play instruments. We all love to songwrite. And I feel like, you know, country has evolved through the years tremendously. You know, you don't hear stuff like Shania or Lynyrd Skynyrd or Merle Haggard anymore. You don't hear that kind of stuff. So now that country has evolved, we're trying to fit our niche within the industry, but bring something fresh and new to the table. So I feel like we're evolving our own sound, so to everybody that's something new, that's sweet, but we, with some girl power behind it, and I feel like that's really, really important.
Yeah. Now, do you guys consciously think, I mean, the the synapses in the brain that have to go together to have someone sing on key and harmony is really complicated from a neuroscience standpoint. Do you consciously think through that three-part harmony, or does your brain just naturally have you singing it right, or how does that work?
Well, this is Savannah, and at first, I think I actually grew up in a praise and worship team, and so I heard harmonies all the time, and it just came naturally for me. And the other two girls had never sang with anybody before, so they weren't as used to doing that, and it didn't come as natural to them at first. But now that we've been together for a little while, like I said at the beginning, it was kind of hard for all of us to pick up on harmonies and for them to come naturally. We really had to work at it. But now it comes so naturally, we don't even have to think about it. And I've actually taught the girls how to pick them out, and I guess the music theory behind the harmonies and how to do it and all that. And now, it just like I said, it comes naturally, and it doesn't take but about 30 seconds for us to learn a song.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I marvel at people that can do that. I mean, there's an Appalachian music theory of shape sounds that I read a book about it, but it's all about harmony and how, you know, how the particularly the Scotch-Irish that in the Appalachian area use that shape sound to teach harmony. And it was somebody like Ricky Skaggs or someone is an expert on that. Three ladies from the country group Sweet Tea have been our guests today on The Outpost. Mark this down on your 3x5 card. These girls are going to do big things, and I'm glad to have had you all on today.
Thank you so much for having us.
The Outpost Radio On Demand from the On Demand page of theoutpostlife.com.